The United Nations General Assembly has been expected to elect Ugandan Foreign Minister Sam Kutesa to be its next president 3 days from now. In April, however, Ugandan American newspaper editor Milton Alamadi began a campaign to stop Kutesa's election that has gained the support of Ugandan opposition leaders and prominent Western politicians as well. Press coverage of the campaign has spread to the London Guardian, the Huffington Post, and Think Progress. Kutesa is best known for supporting LGBT persecution in Uganda, including the infamous Anti-Homosexuality Act that Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni finally signed into law earlier this year. But at the start of his campaign to stop Kutesa, Milton Alamadi told the KPFA Morning Mix that the anti-gay legislation was but one of several compelling reasons Kutesa should not become president of the UN General Assembly. Here's Milton Alamadi.
Of course, as many listeners know, Uganda at this time is the least deserving country to have its candidate become president of the General Assembly. In addition to the president signing the detestable anti-gay law on February 24, Uganda has committed numerous violations of the territorial integrity and sovereignty of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda, and most recently South Sudan. And of course, the United Nations is based on that cardinal principle of respect for territorial integrity and sovereignty. Now, how can a country whose army has violated this cardinal principle so many times then have its foreign affairs minister become president of the UN General Assembly? It is almost preposterous, actually. And it also then raises the other question, what is really happening in the background when we have yet to get the official response from the Obama administration to the signing into law of the anti-gay bill? We were told that the administration was weighing its options and it would come out with a formal reaction. That has yet to happen. In fact, what we saw happen was that the U.S. sent additional forces to supposedly help the Ugandan army in the search for Joseph Kony. If you go to Uganda and you ask Ugandans right now, what is the number one priority? I think Joseph Kony might come out number 10 on that list. And I think the first item on the agenda for Ugandans would be the removal of the 30-year dictatorship of Yoweri Museveni.
And that was Ugandan American newspaper editor Milton Alamadi on why Ugandan Foreign Minister Sam Kutesa should not become president of the UN General Assembly this Wednesday. Since making that statement, Alamadi has said that even if Kutesa is elected, he can still be recalled. Alamadi has a petition to stop Kutesa's election. It can be found by searching the web for Vote Against Sam Kutesa, KUTESA, Vote Against Sam Kutesa for UN General Assembly Presidency.